there. It's Josh, producer of MDX Unplugged. In today's episode, we're joined by model, actress, and current MDX Dubai student Stephanie. From her first Shein collab to walking the MDX Icon runway, Stephanie shares her journey into modeling, mental health, and making space for authenticity in the fashion world. This one's raw, real, and full of personality. Let's get into it.
Back again.
I mean, you guys will obviously not tell the difference on whether we were back or not, but we did take a bit of a break. Did some traveling.
You traveled where to recently?
Cyprus, guys. It's such a great place. That's all I'm going to say.
Of course.
What happens in Cyprus stays in Cyprus.
Yeah, I did some traveling too. I traveled to Mirdiv City Center.
Oh, there you go. Here comes the noodles joke.
Yeah, of course. We love the cringe over here.
Okay.
So, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of MDX Unplugged, unfiltered, unscripted university life. I'm your co-host, Tanura. I am, of course, joined by my fellow co-host, Farhan.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm Coach.
You know I'm going to... Okay, fine. Yeah. I'm joined by my fellow co-host, Coach Farhan.
Yes. 2 more months, man, and then the season kicks back. I hope
you're ready for that.
Good luck. Three times? Let's get it.
Three times. Oh yeah, three-peat. We'll get to that in a bit. And today, we are joined by another guest who I'm not sure how to truly introduce because she seems to be a person with a lot of talent. She is a model. She is currently a student at our university as well. And I'm going to leave the rest of the introduction to her because I don't want to mess it up.
Not a corny influencer.
Oh,
that as well. So feel free to roast her on the chats. Oh. It is none other than Stephanie. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Please don't roast me. But hi, my name is Stephanie. I am a model. I don't know what else to say. I go to Middlesex, Dubai. And yeah, I'm just happy to be here.
Definitely not for the diversity card, guys.
Oh, I don't
definitely not.
Yeah, great. You gotta love...
What is that?
What is that?
What is it?
You can't even tell there's diversity on this table if you think about it.
See, we are very diverse now.
Yeah.
We got Sri Lanka, India, Zimbabwe, and of course, a round of applause to the producer from the United Kingdom, Josh. Of course, the main man, Josh, can...
he's done with you, Tanura.
I've got a mic today.
I've got a mic as well. Well.
I'm not going to waste any time. Farhan, I want you to take over on this one.
Your first question is,
oh my God,
what got into modeling?
What got so much me aggression into modeling? Delusion. I've always been passionate about it. If you watch my home videos, you will see I always loved being the center of attention. Whenever there was a camera and someone was speaking, I would always be there in front of the camera, posing, doing the most. And then for me, it was just like, oh, I want to be a model and whatnot. But that was never realistic because being back home in Africa and then like looking at like famous models like, you know, Gigi, Bella, Kendall, it was just like, I have to move to the US and things like that. And so I think it was 2023 where I was like, you know what? I'm going to be delusional. And I started messaging these brands on Instagram. I got their emails and it was basically just like, hi, do you want me? You know?
And hi, do you want me?
Yeah, do you want me? And it was just like, you know, I feel like I could expand your audience and diversity, things like that.
You get like a 9 ban on the IELTS exams or something. You're using some next level English right here.
I did well in IELTS.
There we go.
But like, yeah, I did that. And then some brands were just like, oh, we love the confidence, but you're in Africa. No, like straight up.
I didn't say anything, guys.
Yeah. So I think the first, I don't want to say influencer collab, but it was like the first collab I did was with Shein and I was back home. And that was like kind of like a big deal, you know?
Yeah, of course.
Because in like where I live, Shein wasn't like easily accessible.
Okay.
So it was like, oh, okay, mom, I got a Shein deal. And my mom was on a cruise when I got the package and stuff. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna wait for you to get home before I open it. And it was the anticipation. It was like, okay, what am I gonna do? I would started looking at videos and it's like, am I gonna do
trying to figure out what to actually put out?
Because it was like, I can't mess this up. This is my introduction to all of this and whatnot. And then I did it, and the response to that video was like really well. And I was like, okay, cool. Now, what's next? So,
I like how she said really well, trying to keep it on like the humble side. Yeah, it popped off, didn't it? Admit it, it popped off.
Did it pop off?
It popped off. She's literally not.
It was decent for someone who's never really had experience in that. Because if you see my archives, you will know. I had
so
no
what was this, a picture or a video? Like, what was it? Was
it was a video, and then okay. When I did come to Dubai, I did have a photo shoot for stuff. So it was like, okay, cool, coolzy. I generally had no idea what I was going to do next. And it was now just like, for me, about building that audience, not doing the content, because I didn't want to make content and then not have people there to like receive it and gauge whether the responses are telling me like, okay, continue in this niche or girls stay at home. So
a bit too blunt, but fair enough.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, she's not even like objective. She's like, yeah, that was blunt. That I took
no,
that personally.
No, I just feel, you know, with content, it's very subjective. So some people feel like, okay, I'm gonna make content and I'm gonna blow off of that, and then it doesn't, and then you end up looking cringe. And with my anxiety, I did not want to look cringe, because I feel like,
of course,
that would
why
be
cringe.
Something that keeps me up at 5 a.m. 3 years plus after.
See, when you start something, any single thing, everyone says cringe at first. But when it's successful, they're like,
no,
that's not cringe now.
That's actually
living proof. Living guess what? Proof, buddy.
No,
our own friends are like, this is the most dumbest the idea ever.
Of, I'll just say this. The amount of people that were calling us out.
Yeah, like, this is the most.
Where are you now?
Right?
Oh. Where are you now?
Oh. Hello. Oh. No, I get that, but I feel like the town that I grew up in, everyone knows everyone and everyone talks about everyone, and I did not want to be talked about again in that light. So
makes sense. Like, when you're especially part of a close-knit community.
Yeah.
I feel like you need a bit of cringe in everyone. Everyone's like, needs a bit of cringe. I feel like that's what's going to make, you know what? I've grown enough from this.
That is very valid. Yeah. So for me, it was like, it's either I do this and I make it, or I do it and it is what it is.
And just fail. Just fail and just do your next job.
Not fail, just like delete myself from the internet permanently.
Okay, that's a bit extreme.
That's
a bit extreme, you know.
She could deal with this podcast.
Yeah. No, but it went well, and then it was like, okay, what's next? And then it was now building the audience. Mm-hmm. So I started with Snap Stories, and I was doing Get Ready With Me's or just random videos.
This is GM.
GRW.
GRW.
Come on, man. Get ready with me.
Yeah. Yeah, and then just venting, and then also just doing blogs and stuff.
There's a niche for venting.
There is, you know.
I don't think there's a niche for venting. I think that's just an accepted form of communication.
It's just
now
crashing out online.
There we go.
Yeah. So I did that, and then it was like, okay, people are responding well to the snap, and then it was like, oh guys, you can follow me on Instagram if you want.
there's the plug
there it was.
So basically she was venting it, and then she product placement at the end.
That's yeah, so it was just that
strategy right there,
guys. Marketing well, I'm I do marketing in my course, so
there we go.
She cracked the code before she joined the course.
Exactly. So it was doing that, and then when I moved to Dubai, it was now like, okay, now I do have the space to do that openly, and I was too excited for it. Because no, I was generally too excited.
I don't think you could get enough excitement at things you love to do.
No, I feel like I was too excited because in my delusional state, I thought, okay, I was just going to go be a model, get signed to an agency, and then I was going
okay, yeah, to travel
the there world. I was going to be paid like, you know, like maybe 20 grand per shoot.
20 grand is crazy.
Man, 20 grand.
Most of the models over here do it for free.
The only time money, yeah.
Grand is in Sri Lanka in rupee format.
Oh, wow.
And how much that, how much, what's one dirham equal? What's the currency rate?
Yeah, that's 22? Like about... No, it's... No, for Sri Lankan rupee is like 80.
Oh.
Okay.
I'm not going to bring up inflation in your case, but like, you know.
Oh, okay. Oh, shots are fired. Crazy, but okay.
All right, I've seen the bills, bro.
Listen, okay.
Okay, okay. All right, so... You said Shein was one of the bigger brands you've done. So what are the other bigger gigs you've done, whether it's free or paid or whatever it may be? What's the bigger brands you've had in your portfolio?
I think my biggest in the portfolio will be the Icon shows. Cause
the MDX plug again.
Us, here we go.
It's become an MDX, what do you say, product placement at this
there
point.
There we go.
No.
Okay. As you can see by the title.
Title.
MDX Unplugged.
Are you happy?
Yeah.
Are you happy? All the departments? Are all the departments happy now? Okay. Okay,
but
sorry.
Come back. So the Icon show.
Icon show. Okay, outside of Middlesex.
Yeah, outside.
Because
outside of Middlesex.
We give them too much credit now. I think that's enough.
For you, like in terms of whether
it could be like a small brand. It doesn't have to be like Chanel or anything, but just...
Chanel. I would love to do Chanel.
One day we'll manifest it.
So in terms of like the brands, let's say which one outside of the university was
like
the
a startup brand,
the most fulfilling one to you so far?
Or is it still Shein?
I did this jewelry brand. Mm-hmm. So I think, forgive me if I'm wrong, but I think she started up in Germany, and then she has a friend who does content here. And was like, oh, okay, you can start that in the UAE. So, again, delusion. I had a friend, fellow classmate, who was like, oh, you do content, you model. Well, I follow this girl who's in Dubai and she's doing content and stuff. So I followed her and then she followed me back. Then I liked some of her posts and she liked some of my posts. And it's like, oh, okay.
So basically stalking each other. That's
basically just like kind of like silently rizzing each other up until...
Oh, it's not rizzing.
I don't know. Because like it was like...
If that's rizzing, we need to talk after this episode.
Okay, we do.
Pause!
But then I believe I messaged her first.
Okay.
And I was like, hi, girly.
There's the rizz.
Yeah.
There's the rizz. Hi, girly.
No, like... The hey girly texts were not a good thing.
Okay.
You know, it's like,
So the jewelry brand was...
Yeah, so I messaged her and I was just like, I love your content. If you want to collab, we should definitely do that. And then she was like, girl, actually, I have this project coming up with a friend's jewelry line. And if you're down, we could do that. And I was like, girl, I'm down, you know. But... keeping it cool and all, and it's like, oh, okay, like tell me when, let me check my schedule. I was so free.
But you had to pretend like you're busy. Exactly. Things are going on in your life.
You know, it's okay. Like
not that I just moved from a completely different continent in order to study magnetics. Totally throwing those first year assignments aside.
I did well my first
year. Let's hope he stays that for the next 2 years.
It will, you know.
Okay. We're just manifesting her failure right now in the academics.
I'm not. Okay, okay. You know.
Of course.
Jesus loves me, so that's all.
Okay, fair enough. Makes sense.
Plus, I'm African. I have no choice.
I was waiting for her to say that. I was waiting.
No,
so
I...
Here's a interesting question for you.
Okay.
Do you think modeling is a viable career?
I
know you're just starting your modeling career kind of side, but do you think, is it viable?
Yes and no. Yes, if you are within the stereotypical, acceptable.
Where is she going with this?
I have a feeling, but I don't want to be held accountable for this.
No, I just feel like if you have a certain look and you're a certain, you're from a certain type of
background.
Background, yeah. It's like, oh, you can, you know, pop off and stuff. But with certain type of people, it's like modeling is seen as a hobby. Mm-hmm. And it's like you're not really taken too seriously. And it's like, oh, you're pretty, but, you know.
No, I think not just hobby, but it's also seen a bit of a taboo in certain cultures.
Yeah. No, for real, because I feel like me exploring the whole modeling thing, it wasn't something that, you know, I would say that, like, oh, I want to do modeling and stuff. But, you know, with the whole stereotype that, oh, people that do modeling, they're, like, pressured to do certain type of things and the negative outlook on being a female model and stuff. I feel like I had a lot of family and friends that were very protective of that, and they were like, are you really sure? And so when I kind of was like, you know what the heck, I'm gonna go for it, it was like, okay, you're doing it. And then also just staying in tune with the morals I grew up with and not getting that pressure to do things that I wouldn't do. It was kind of like, okay, cool. But then it was very, I don't know, I feel like people looked at it from a
there's a lot of blood lines that come to it, not just from the career side, but also, like you mentioned, the personal side.
Yeah, personal and stuff. And then also when you look at, like, mental health and stuff, that was something I was just like, I feel like I didn't really understand fully until I got into it. Because it was like, oh, I want to do it. And then I did it. And then it was like, okay, anxiety is a thing.
Is it?
Yes.
No, you shouldn't question that, man.
Okay. Yeah, it was just
giving
like
Josh more things to bleep out.
No, I'm just asking a genuine question.
Yeah, of course, of course.
Yeah, no, I feel like my mental health has been questioned a lot with the whole modeling thing, because I wouldn't say, I feel like it's given me confidence, but it's also given me insecurity as well. And it was like just something where it's like, you know, you're good enough, but it's like, are you good enough for the area that you're in? Because like you will be told, I have been very vocal about this. I don't know if I can say the agency, but they reached out to me and then they were like, okay, look, you're pretty, but we don't want you know.
What is this?
They like, and no, I quote,
they don't want anyone like that has scratches.
Did they point out like this? Like, yeah.
I quote, they this said, we're not looking.
Of course it is. Great.
I quote, they said, we're not looking for black skin. And then it was like,
that's crazy.
But you reached out to me, you know? So,
you know, I like it when a place has double standards.
Double standards.
Not just in like their their tone, but also in their recruitment process.
Yeah. So,
sorry, how big is this agency?
Really big, actually. Yeah.
He is so happy about this. I'm over here thinking like, okay, what legal barriers we have to put up next?
The thing is, to me, it was like, what shocked me is that I didn't reach out to you. You reached out to me. You found me. You found my Instagram. You asked for my number. You know, I got like excited. I did the tee hee hees and everything. Only for you to be like, right, sorry, we're not really into your skin tone, you know. It's not you, it's your skin tone.
You probably thought you were white when they saw your account.
Yeah, like I basically,
I'm sorry, wait, time out. How is that even possible? She's a model, you can see the person.
That's the thing, that's what always gets me.
Maybe they're colorblind, maybe the agency's colorblind, who knows?
You really don't know how colorblind people operate, do you?
That's exactly. Black, white, gray, they're all
I guess that's a mystery for me, but like, yeah.
But how does...
It's okay.
The thing is, like, what I think I've told myself to... No, I haven't told myself this. But, like, it is, like, an agency that operates in mainly fashionable countries and stuff. So the initial account, I believe, is in the US. And it was like, okay, we have people in Dubai. We see you in Dubai. Give us your number and they will reach out to you. And then it was like, okay, they reached out to me. And then they were like, oh, can you send us some of your pictures or your portfolio? I did. The ghost thing.
There we go. She sent pictures and a portfolio. What more proof of double standard do you need?
Yeah.
You're blind, I guess.
So I don't know. They ghosted me and I was like, oh. So
it's okay. At least you're thriving now.
Yeah, trying to.
That's okay.
I just feel like finding an agency or a brand or people that I can work with that look at you as like more than just free advertisement for diversity and stuff. It's pretty difficult because I don't know. I've had my fair share of encounters where it's like, okay, are you booking me because I'm a model? Or you're booking me because of my skin, you know?
No, I can't even, like, the thing is, in some cases, like, you can kind of be like,
very
okay,
political,
you can...
episode, guys. Huh? Very political. Let's get it.
Josh, yeah. We're gonna need the board review on this one. All right, we got the board confirmation.
Content.
But no, like,
let's go.
If you don't mind me saying, like, I can kind of see it in the sense that it's not just in this case of like race. It could be on anything, any part of you. And it's difficult, especially when you come from one culture where you see it a lot, and you come to the rest of the world and you feel like, oh, is it really though?
No, true. Because like, I don't want to just say like, oh, it's like a racial thing. It's also a gender thing because I have male friends that that love modeling and things like that. But they are told that like, oh, that makes you a certain type of person. Like, you know, I don't think I can say that on air. And it's like...
Yeah, you say it respectfully.
Be as 9 band level IELTS score as you can.
Hey Siri, how do...
Okay,
of course,
joking.
We gotta trust
me. Okay.
Thanks, we appreciate it, of
Thank
course.
You.
Number one rule, trust the AI.
Yeah.
ChatGPT, Gemini, let's keep going.
I feel like a lot of my male friends have been told that modeling is for the female industries. So
now, before you continue, I'm just gonna say this.
Yeah.
I can get a Prada fashion line clip of 4 of the greatest movie villains of all time, all males, to disprove that statement.
Clock it.
Right clock now.
Clock it.
I never thought I'd see the Green Goblin wear an outfit like that, but fair play.
Clock it. Thank you.
That's but got me still though. Like, I didn't expect Gary Oldman to do that.
I feel like when it comes to models, they kind of forget that. Are they going to bring eyes to the product? Because for me, what has worked is like, I know I signed up in the agency, nothing. I don't care. I don't have the time for that.
Yeah.
But how I work with all the brands and modeling to be their brand image ambassador, whatever it may be, it's if I'm going to give them the engagement, the eyes of the product, and if I convince them with my content and whatever I do, with however I frame it, it kind of helps them out because the brand needs to be convinced, okay, if you're the model, can they bring eyes to your product or at least no brand awareness? That's what it is. That's what loads of models miss. Lots of models, they kind of sign up to agency, which is fine. That is a big step. But they only focus on like how they look, how their portfolios, rather than like how they could convince a brand on them to model them, hire and whatnot.
Right.
So that's one of the things.
So it's like bringing your own, yourself, your actual character into it, I'm assuming.
Yeah, just sell yourself in a sense like how you as a personal brand would work with the brand
that
as well.
That is so valid because I feel like nowadays everyone is trying to imitate a well-known model. Like, I feel like a lot of the girlies, I'm sorry, but a lot of them are like, oh, Miss Bella Hadid, things like that. And it's like...
Shade.
I just have like a lot of friends where it's like outside of modeling. It's like, this is the energy you should be bringing into this. Like, this is the kind of, you know, personality you should add to it. Because when I'm doing shoots or gigs or whatever and stuff, I try my best to bring my personality into it. A lot of people are like, oh, okay.
Fair, yeah, that's
are
that's
you on
always
the spectrum, but it's is that gonna be cut
out? No, it's okay. No,
like, that's just like my natural personality. I love being bubbly, I love being out there, I love being friendly and like hyped. And I don't want there to be an idea that like, oh, just because I do modeling and stuff, I have to be like, you know, stone faced, cold hearted, like, you know, like I'm not gonna talk to you, I'm not going to interact with you, things like that.
Be more, okay, for the lack of a better term, a lot more human about it.
Yeah, exactly. So I feel like a lot of people are not bringing that humanity into the whole industry. And it's not necessarily their fault, because I feel like the industry as well, it does kind of promote a certain type of lifestyle, a certain type of characteristic. And a lot of people believe that like, okay, if I'm like this, I'm gonna get ahead. And it's like, no, people are just gonna think you're mean. And I will admit, like, that's how I thought in the beginning. And then it was like, it's not natural for me to
just stay like that.
Yeah.
She wants to be a girly pop.
No, not like I want to be a girly pop. It's just
she
that
wants
I
to combine all three of the Powerpuff Girls into one.
Okay, it kind of works.
Buttercup.
Buttercup. Oh, okay.
Buttercup was the best, and I stand by that.
Agreed. Buttercup.
Thank you.
I haven't seen enough of the Powerpuff Girls to give a comment.
Please leave this podcast now.
Get out.
How could you not watch Powerpuff Girls?
I'm a Bubbles gang all the way.
Bubbles?
Listen, Bubbles is just a crazed individual. Just does whatever she wants.
Bubbles is adorable.
Bubbles is just adorable, man.
You know what Bubbles is? Bubbles is the definition of, I did something terrible, but I'm cute, so no one's going to say anything.
Okay. That, okay. Fair. When you say it like that, like, exactly. We stan Bubbles.
Bubbles.
We love Bubbles.
Stitch. All of those guys.
I love
cuteness
Stitch.
Beats their craziness.
True, but I feel like with Buttercup, I love how we're talking about Buttercup.
It's one of the best
Cartoon
shows.
Network. Yeah. Nick, this is OG stuff.
Sponsorship, OG stuff. I hear.
they bankrupt. Cartoon Network is bankrupt now, unfortunately.
They're not bankrupt. No, they got bankrupt.
Yes, they shut down. Yeah, all that. That's show canceling this, that, whatnot.
No, true.
Speaking of shows, let's talk about the one show which we are going to talk about. The MDX Icon Show.
Okay.
So, why do you say that with so much aggressiveness?
I don't know. It's too early today. So
yeah,
I think I didn't sleep well.
I mean, they won't know what time we're recording. For all they know, we're recording at like 12 a.m.
Exactly. Probably. Tell me about your experience in short. How was the whole MDX Icon Show?
Okay, so I've done it for 2 years now.
Whoa.
Okay. Yeah, I know. The first time I did it, I was so anxious about it because I think this was when I was still doing the readjustments. I was still back home and I was like looking over, like, you know, like student emails. They like send you like, oh, there are things like this happening, you can sign up and whatnot.
The classic university life emails, ma'am.
Yeah. So I got that email and I was like, oh, modeling, like, I'm going to do that, you know. And then come the actual audition, I was like, no, I'm not going to go. I was so anxious about it because it was like, I've never done runway. My walk might be weird. I have scoliosis. So it's like, it's probably going to show. And
what is scoliosis?
Scoliosis. It's your spine is.
No. I know what scoliosis is.
I was about to be like, if a coach doesn't know.
No. I know what scoliosis is. We're saying both at scoliosis.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Okay. So, I was with like my friend, shout out to Asma, and she was encouraging me. She was like, go. And I was like, I'll go if you go. And she's like, girl. And I was like, girl, we're going together. So we went, and this was
classic,
like,
peer pressure.
Yeah, but like positive peer pressure.
Sure. Continue.
It was. So we went and we were just like, hi, we missed our auditions. We just want to know if they're going to be others. And they were like, yeah. And then we're like, oh, since we're here, can we do it? Like, you know, there was no one else. So it's like,
just if took advantage of the empty room, basically.
Yeah, it's like, if we get rejected, we get rejected in silence. And it's fine.
It's fair.
You know? Fair. So then she's like, okay, yeah, sure. There's the ramp and stuff. And then I was, like, so nervous. I was going off of, you know, my America's Next Top Model skills. Like, you know, I got this, okay? Tyra Banks has taught me well. Mm-hmm. You know? So
Wait, hold on. Tyra Banks was a model?
Yeah.
I just thought she was the host of America's Got Talent that one time.
No, she was a model. And then she had a show, America's Next Top Model. She did a lot of things. She was also an actress.
Google search that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Do your research for tonight.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Continue.
Okay, sorry, continue. Please.
So, started walking and was on the ramp. It was slippery. So, like, now it's like, okay, crazy. I'm going to fall. And it's not going to be a rejection. It's going to be like, now you see me at school. It's like, that girl over there, you know? And it was like, okay, how do I not fall? And then she was like, oh, like, you're stiff and stuff. And I was like, sorry, you know, I have scoliosis. And then she was like, yeah, I know, I can see. And I was like,
dang.
And I was like, oh.
Okay.
Direct it.
Okay.
Street fight to be like fatality.
You know, and then she was like, look, you have a good walk. Just like walk with like your strong foot first. And like, don't do all of that. Like, relax, breathe, you know. And then like, I did it. And then she's like, okay. And then my friend did it. My friend ate it down. Asma ate it down. And it was like, Miss Mam was saying she's not going to do it. And she like walked like she was doing it her whole life. And it was like crazy. She's going to get picked. I'm not. But, like, you know, I love my friend. I'm going to be there. Like, yeah, you go, girl.
So in the end, both of you got picked.
Yeah. So I thought my friend was just going to get picked. And then, like, it was like, okay. Like, she's like, thank you. Give us your numbers and names. And it's like, oh, what for? And it's like, you're in. And it was like, oh. Yeah. So then they were like, there's going to be, like, a second audition where they're going to make the selected models walk again. And that's going to be the final cut. So if you're not selected, then...
Game over.
Game over. It's like, you're not good enough, basically. So I was nervous, my friend, and was also nervous meeting you people. And then it was like, okay, like, cool. We got a number, and it was like walking up in the line, doing the posing things and stuff. And I was so in my head, and I was like, don't fall. Just don't fall. It's not about having a good time. Just don't embarrass yourself. That was like my mindset. It's like, this is not fun. This is about like not embarrassing yourself. Cause if you embarrass yourself and you know, the anxiety is so real.
The casting call or the final show?
The final casting.
This is for the final, like this is the final selection round.
So they selected the models and now they were selecting from the selected. And then it was like, okay, cool. So I did it, and then I actually almost slipped, and it was like, okay, that's it. That is evil. That is diabolical. Sir, get out. Get out. But
she was going to do the stanky legs.
I was about to, like, fall.
But you did not fall.
But you didn't fall. That's the main thing.
I caught myself, but it was obvious, you know, it was like... And it was like, oh, that's it. That's cool. It's like, okay, thank you guys for your time.
A lot of people slip but, on their walks.
Yeah.
But let's be fair. This is MDX Icon Show. Do you really think they're going to throw you out?
The thing is, for me, that was like my first time doing a runway show. So like, to me, it was like, okay, I'm going to do this, you know, and then we will see where we go from there. And got in, and it was like, wow, it's either I'm actually good or the standards are really low. And like
board check on that as well.
No, we're approving all
like,
this.
I had like no experience whatsoever. I knew my walk was not the best. I was just like,
And I was saying that now, but clearly you got picked 2 years running. So
2 years running.
I think that's a bit of a push.
Yeah, gonna be 3 years in a row, I'm assuming. So
two three-peats on the way, guys?
Two three-peats. So
maybe.
3 years icon show, 3 years team of the year. Maybe, let's find out.
Maybe.
Unless I slip up and not announce you guys. What?
What? Unless I hijack the show. What? Yeah. Sorry, go on.
So got selected, and now it was like we had to practice the walk. And it was like, okay, as you're walking, designers will pick you and stuff. And my friend got called while we were doing the walks and stuff. And it was like, I didn't get called. And I was like, oh, maybe they're going to like say like, okay, no one wants you. Go home.
I think there's a cheat code for this. No, there's a cheat code to get into this icon, modeling icon show.
No.
Really?
If you know the designer as a friend.
The thing is...
So what happened...
For some people, yes.
So the thing is, before...
Nepotism.
So before the whole icon show thing, there was a youth fest fashion show. It was a big deal because icon show wasn't there. So how it worked was, they'll have all this casting call and all of those stuff.
Right.
But if you had friends who actually designed them, you can just say like, hey, do you want to design like with my... body frame. I was like, yeah, sure. And then they could pick you up as a model. But the whole casting is just like a... It's like money laundering scheme where you had like a fake thing. And then you do the whole...
So if you want to learn money laundering, you go to Ozarks and us.
More or less. So So they kind of... So as long as you have friends in the fashion thing and they can design the whole thing. And if you're modeling, it's easy and then just fashion up. And you could be the model and that's about it. So you don't know.
Like, I do know like some designers pick their own models out of the selected models.
Wait to me like that.
No, some people that were selected later on were like told bye bye, you know. So my friend, she didn't know any of the designers and stuff, but then like they reached out to her while we were doing the walk and they're like, oh, we want you and stuff. And, like, no one really did that for me. And I was like, okay, maybe they're going to, you know, say, like, bye-bye. And I got picked by this phenomenal designer. And it was like, okay, cool. I got one designer. And I was like, that's good enough for me. Then I got a call.
For another one?
Pardon?
For another one?
For another one. Like, a week later. And, like, I was just like, huh? Okay, cool. And
here's an interesting question I want to ask. So I keep seeing that there's only few models in the show, but they keep repeating, but with different designers. What's exactly going on there? Like, is it less models? Is it like what?
So,
hey man, why are you expecting?
No. It's because when I watch the icon show, I'm just like, what is happening here? Because I saw the same model for another design. So what's happening?
Like one time we literally went like, twin? Or we were so confused.
So usually what happens, it's like with designers, it's like you can be designer one and designer five and like you're a team, whereas like you're a set. So the models designer one has, designer two is going to use as well.
Okay.
So those designers need to coordinate on the makeup look, the hair look, because there's not enough time to change
everything.
The hair and makeup. So it's like you will most likely have at least two designers.
Okay.
Minimum one, but most likely two. So if you're doing set one, you're going to do set five, same designers in that set. So that's what happens, but like sometimes also with the selection process, some of the designers have their eyes on certain models. So it's like if they want a certain model, it's like fighting for that model, and it's like okay,
basically their own NBA draft.
I don't know. I don't want to speak.
FIFA transfer market.
I don't want to speak too much
the
about
the brand new June market's open, guys.
June market is
Double Cup coming up. Come on, guys, let's do some trades.
I don't want to speak too much about that because, like, I do know some designers saw certain models, like, when they walked in and was like, oh, like, I need her. I need him.
I don't know. I guess, like it makes sense as well, like, if as a designer.
So it was like, depending on which set number you have, you had first pick and things like that.
Or just be friends with the designers and just sway them. Like, hey, model me. I can bring eyes to the soul, your design.
But I guess, if you don't mind me asking, for you, obviously, you saying that
you weren't particularly close with any of the designers prior to the show.
Yeah.
Then, of course, you find out that you're getting picked and you find out this whole system.
Yeah.
From your perspective as the model, what did you find like the most rewarding bit, but also the most challenging bit doing a runway show, especially with your circumstances?
So I feel like the most rewarding bit was just being able to bring different energies to the different designers, mm-hmm. because it was like, I'm not, you know, doing the same looks. Like for my very first icon show, the first look that I did was kind of like slow, elegant, kind of like this like diverse royalty kind of vibe going on.
Okay.
So it was like kind of bringing that in. And then my second designer was like, you know, hip, like 80s, 90s, disco kind of vibe. So the fact that I managed to separate different energies.
That must have been tough as well, because you're going from royalty to like EDM or something.
Yeah, kind of. So it was like a slow walk where it's like, you know, kind of like a wedding march kind of thing. And then going to like kind of bouncing around, you know, being cool, quirky, things like that. Please do not check my Instagram.
I didn't say anything.
I see him do that. I'm like, okay, which two people? What was this?
Yeah.
He's trying to record his memory.
Yeah. So, I loved also, for the lookbook shoot, I tried to make the looks different, because when you do have, set models and a set of designers, same look, same everything. So I was like, okay, for my hair, for the first one, I'm going to wear a straight wig. For the second one, I'm going to do like curly afro thing to kind of make it look like, okay, these are different shoots and things like that. So I was
different, like, human being.
Different human being. Like, it's like, different clones.
Oh, no.
This isn't some multiverse of madness where it's a time loop.
Yeah, I got a twin. What do you mean? You know? So that was like really satisfying for me, because like not only was it like, okay, like this is what I'm gonna do, but other people also saw that and they were like, that was really cool. And I was like, ah, thank you, you know. But like, I feel like the most challenging thing as well was carrying those different energies as well. Because my second designer, for the whole 80s, 90s disco theme and whatnot, she's a very free spirit, you know? So it was like, now, like, okay, how do I jump from being like calm, cool, and collected and like all like, yes, you know?
Yeah, that's called acting.
It is acting, what's up? But then, like, it's like, how do you act while walking? And it's like first time doing runway and stuff. Unless you count like when I was 5 and it was like school.
It's a start.
It's a start.
It's foreshadowing. You never know.
Okay, thank you, Thornhill. But yeah. So that was like challenging, and also just I think also what was challenging was knowing that you need to be there on time and you have to sort it out yourself. And I was so new to Dubai, so it was like, okay, getting a cab from where I lived, that was like
the Myriad.
No, I live with family.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, so
the Myriad, that Myriad bus, bro, like.
Yeah, and the schedules and things like that. So I feel like that also did help, because like my designers were, you know, like, okay, you don't have to be here. You're here, you're helping and whatnot. So we will help cover that for you. So that was like really good. But then it also was just
the
like,
designers paid for your transport.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah. Well.
On most occasions, like if we had rehearsals and I was
pretty sure they got the reimbursement claim, so it's fine.
In this economy,
physical receipt is always required.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, so if I was like coming to campus for like classes or things like that, then it was like, okay, I will figure out my own way home, like taking the Myriad bus and like cabbing it out to my place because it was like not that far away. But if it was like a Saturday, getting a cab like sent to where I live and then like going to uni.
She's getting a lavish Uber service more or less with this like, MDX icon show. Yeah. Yeah. Damn, they had as much budget as insane.
Athletics, cricket, we didn't have this. There's two options. You either come to campus and you take the bus, or you call everyone to find out who's got a car and who you're paying.
The luxury with my team is I just pick them up and drop them. Yeah. That's it.
Oh.
No, I'm not even joking. Like, clutch moments.
Clutch moments.
Yeah.
Here's another question.
Okay.
Is beauty privilege real?
You can plead the fifth if you'd like.
Yeah. No. Let her be unfiltered
and unscripted.
Let's go.
In the industry or just in general?
In general.
In general, yes, 100%. Yeah. Like,
I can tell you're trying to hide or hold the urge to be like.
You can be blunt respectfully, so go on.
Oh, because I'm blonde right now?
No.
He said blunt, not blonde.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Christ,
Sorry.
So you can be blunt and go on.
Yeah, it's a thing. I feel like being here in Dubai, I've realized how much of a thing it is. Because back home, it was just kind of like, ew, like, leave me alone. But here in Dubai, it's like, okay, you get, like, certain... how do I say this without, like, you know?
She's trying her best.
There are certain... No, there are certain...
I need that clip now so we can just go.
I think it's a bit advantageous.
Yeah. You know, you can go to the mall and it's like, oh, if like you look nice, someone will be like, oh, a gift for you. And it's like, you know, it's like, no, I don't want to buy. I don't have the money. It's like, no, it's a gift for you. And it's like, oh, okay. Thank you.
No, being a woman over here is a luxury. You get free drinks, free gifts, free entries, free this, free that. And then all the men had to throw money. It's like, here you go. For every single thing.
Okay.
But understandable.
Yeah.
Wait.
So, it does exist, but...
I feel like she's living the life we live, but the difference is we have to take out our bank cards.
More or less.
Oh. Yeah.
No offense.
No, it's just like, I feel like it's a two-way thing because, like, it's not technically like a gift or like free or whatnot because like obviously if it's being done there is like an expectation, but like we're not gonna get into that today.
I think not just on the topic of, let's say, beauty standards, I think that standard in a sense applies to anything. It could be beauty, it could be it could be nationality based, it can even be something as small as like, oh, you support the same team as me. Oh, we're besties now.
Right.
There's
a lot of...
It's a very big two-way street across a lot of platforms. Yeah. Some good, some bad. But it also depends on the person, how they play the card.
Right, exactly. No, makes I agree sense. With that 100%.
With that, the other question comes in. Or more or less, two more questions. The first one being... So you see a lot of models. A lot of models on Instagram.
I like
but
the air quotes. Are that nice.
Those corny influencers. No, but point being is, do you think it's as glamorous on Instagram, like the modeling career?
Oh, I really want to know this.
Yeah. Absolutely not.
Okay.
Really?
No, because like, okay, like, see my Instagram. It's like, okay, Miss Model and whatnot.
Link in the description.
Oh,
we're going to plug it in. We're going to plug it in.
Period. Mm-hmm. But you see it and it's like, okay, like Steph's really doing it and whatnot. But I also have issues. I also have days where it's like, okay, I don't want to leave my room. Mm-hmm. I don't want to interact with people. I want to be a homebody. I don't want to do anything. Like, you know, mental health is like something I'm trying to be more open about and advocate for, and it's like, look, yeah, you see me doing this and this and that, but like I do have days where it's like it doesn't feel like I'm doing enough or it's like I'm doing the right thing and stuff. But, you know, the whole fake it till you make it thing, it's, like, so real because, like, I know so many people that do have the same issues. I know so many people that have faked it, like, completely, where it's, like, I personally, before, like, actually having a proper long conversation with them, I thought, like, wow, this person is doing it and whatnot. And this person's like, no, girl, I just go to, like, IKEA or, like, a mall and, like, I, like, you know, do something and then I edit it and it looks like I had a proper shoot. And it's, like...
The power of editing.
Wow, literally. Like, the internet is, like, so scary. And I feel like people do, like, say, like, oh, don't believe everything you see on the internet. But, like, actually do not believe everything you see on the internet. Because most of it is just... for the likes, for the comments, for, you know. And in a sense, I feel like I do blame the industry for that because, like, when agencies see that, like, okay, a lot of people like your content, a lot of people like the, like, lifestyle you're presenting, whether it's, like, real or fake and whatnot, they're like, okay, we want you now. We're going to give you brand deals. We're going to, like, pay for this and, like, sponsorships, things like that. So that promotes a lot of people to do more things. And it's like, if it's not in your means, you're out here doing the craziest things ever just so that you fit into that virtual life.
It's about finding your own limits as well, I'm guessing.
Yeah, so I feel like I'm, like, very grateful for the family that I've had. I'm really grateful for, like, you know, like, I'm, like, Christian and I am, like, religious. So it's, like, you know, like, my relationship with God also has, like, kind of, like, told me, like, okay, girl, you don't have to, like, fake this and stuff. And my family also has been, like, as supportive as they can be. My friends have also been as supportive as they can be as well. So it's just like, if, like, I do go out and I do take nice pictures and stuff, I will post that. But I'm not actively planning to go to, like, random places and act like, oh, you know, I was invited to do this. I was like, you know, and I try to be as truthful about the stuff I do, the collabs I've had. I try and, like, tell people, like, okay, this was just, like, you know, 2-3 people, like, hey, I have a camera, you're a model, I do makeup, let's gather up, you know. Try and, like, tell people that. I try my best to, like, if people reach out to me, it's like, oh, I want to get into this, I try and be open, I try and help them, I try and tell them that, like, you know, do not expect everything to instantaneously, like, fall into your laps. Just because, like, you do, like, maybe one or two shoots and it's like, wow, like, okay, that's cool, because I did that, like, my first year in Dubai, I did do that, and then it was like, now, like, I was expecting, you know, people were gonna, like, call me and, like, be like,
basically, ah. It's not just, I guess it's, like, being true to yourself, but more importantly, not forgetting the work that you still have to put in on the long run.
Yeah, so it's, like, it's easy to forget that when you do look at people and their Instagram stories, their, like, posts and things like that, and it's, like, okay, I can also do that. And then, like what I was saying earlier about, building that audience versus, like, just making content and, like, people thinking you're cringe. Yeah.
Sorry. The whole cringe thing is always a thing.
No, cringe is very important in modern society.
We're both pros.
Like look at like most flopped movies.
True.
Mobius?
Precisely.
Oh, okay. Let's
okay.
Talk about movies.
Are you a movie fan?
I'm, like, very theatrical.
Okay.
I love drama.
Superman.
Okay. My final, before he rambles, my final question for you for this episode is one advice to all the models, aspiring models, as they say.
Be delusional.
Well, I think
that is both good and horrible.
Okay.
No, I feel like what I mean by being delusional is, like, the whole faking it until you make it thing, it is, like, true. it is true when you do believe that, like, okay, like, you got this, you are capable of it. You do actually put yourself in those situations. Okay. But, like, also, in that sense, just be as realistic as possible, because it's really, really easy to get caught up in the delusion of it. And then when things don't go the way you've initially imagined or envisioned for yourself, it's so easy to, like, fall down that, like, hole and start spiraling and feel like, oh, I'm the problem and things like that. So just be realistic, keep it 100, reach out. Do not expect people to reach out to you, because in most cases, people don't even know who you are.
Nobody's gonna knock the door kind of
thing. No one's gonna knock that door. No one's going to, you know, give you those opportunities. And I just feel that it's okay to fail. And even if it sucks, and it really, 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 really sucks, it does kind of, like, teach you how to go about things. And it also does encourage you to look for spaces that do, I don't know, what, empower you.
So just be delusional, that's it.
Be delusional.
There you go. There you have
but
it.
But be realistic about
Delulu
it.
Lulu is a Salulu.
More or less.
And
I think with that being said, that is all the time we have for today's episode. Of course, first and foremost, Stephanie, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
I know you're taking a good chunk of your summer break to be here.
No worries. Thank you so much, model, not a corny influencer.
Not a corny influencer.
That's the name of the episode, model or corny influencer.
Oh, please don't.
That's giving me ideas. But okay, now mine.
So, of course, Rare, make sure you guys check out Stephanie across all her socials. We will obviously be tagging her and putting her links in the description.
Yeah.
Make sure to like, share, subscribe, comment. If you know people that have not heard of us, it's time to make sure they hear of us, because of course we're on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts.
We will join TikTok soon.
Oh.
Because we have rivals who joined, so we're going to step our game up now.
Okay. Exactly. You didn't have to say it like that, but exactly.
I will.
Make sure to join us on this journey. And with that being said, thank you so much for joining us, and we will see you in the next episode of MDX Unplugged, Unfiltered, Unscripted University Life. Thank you, and have a great day ahead.
#1 podcast, let's get it.